Christ among us.
He is and always will be. Welcome to our kitchen table.
All right.
Sorry, I'm sipping some coffee.
I was waiting for you to finish.
Oh.
Well, I would like to welcome you back. And as always, before we record, we have a discussion about what we are going to talk. And I think some of the parts I will edit in from our first recording, because we tend to say more things when the microphone is off or when we don't.
When we aren't trying to
be nice.
Yeah.
But let's go back to this book from St. Theo van der Equus on the path to salvation. We are going to maybe cover maybe two paragraphs, maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the discussion was quite well. So St. Theophan starts right from the beginning. The Christian life begins with ardor of zeal. Forgive me for misreading. And he says that there is a moment, and a very noticeable moment, which is sharply marked out in the course of our life, when a person begins to live in a Christian way. And we kind of got stuck on this line for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Because really he sets out these basics,
mm-hmm.
this foundation. If you don't have this ardor, you can't build strong foundations which your eternal church, not the church that you go to as a building, but church within your heart can stand and invite Christ in. And this got me thinking that his language is, I would say, a little bit old. Not old, I mean, it's beautiful language, but I would say, we could say nowadays, being Christian life begins with a passion, or being passionate and of zeal, or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ardor, as a non-American, I never don't hear that word that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear passion, I'm being passionate about this, I'm being passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
And this got me think that, you know, we hear people, and even us ourselves, I think we have to be honest that we are passionate about many things. You know, I love cars, and if I could build my own car, I would. But that would be, and I think that's my passion. And I think everybody, if either you collect stamps, or I saw YouTube, somebody's collecting buttons. You know, that was their passion. I can't wrap my head around it, but.
But worldly things.
Well, any worldly thing,
mm-hmm.
And when it comes to Christian life, are we really passionate?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have this ardor of zeal within us? No. And I think this passion, being passionate, is, well, if we are passionate about these things and we are willing to give up money and time and effort for the worldly things that will become dust, and we are not passionate about something that gives us life, eternal life, then I think there is a problem.
Yeah.
And I think that as a Christians, we should start being more passionate about what really matters and what doesn't.
Right. And we can give our money and time and effort to God.
Sure.
in those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, but even like, we have beautiful prayer corner,
mm-hmm.
you and I, and I think the money goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because, you know, it's so beautiful and I want to share it with the world, but I would rather spend money there and have another friend of mine, a saint,
mm-hmm.
with me and be present so I can look at and pray for him than something that doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But what he says here, that there is a noticeable moment in our lives where we either decide to start living a Christian life or not. he says this in his other book too, and he actually talks more about that in the other book. But it's beautiful to for him to see that he has the same idea, same structure. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot start life with Christ if you don't have this passion for Christ,
and unless you make that decision for it,
and unless you make the decision for Him. Mm-hmm. It's for me, there are many times we were discussing, and there were many times for me that I had to get up. You know, I'm Christian, I better get up or I'll lose myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that there are a lot of times that, I mean, I couldn't tell you, I couldn't point to a moment exactly in my life where I put my foot down and I said, you know, today is the day that I will fully, fully and without end, you know, commit my life to Christ.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously, yes, we commit ourselves to Christ at our baptism and through our whole life, but you fall. Yeah. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to really start my life and with Christ and lead a serious Christian life, and then, you know, I get lazy, or you know, I don't do my prayers, or I don't go for confession for a month or two or something, and I'm just falling into this spiral of mm-hmm. of sin and sadness, and but then thank God, you know, you have confession and you have spiritual guidance and you
just reset.
You realize that you can't fall into despair. Mm-hmm. You can't just give up and say, you know what, I tried, but I think I'm good. I'm not going to do this anymore because I can't do it. Obviously, I failed, so I'm going to stop. A big part of my journey as a Christian has been saying, no, you can restart. You can, you know, make yourself better. And mm-hmm. each time you go back to the feet of Christ, maybe you're going a little bit further without failing.
Sure. I think you're pointing this out very well. It's not to have this defeated spirit.
Yeah.
Many of us do have this, even including myself. And I have to say that I could tell when you really started to say, well, today is my start when I start
mm-hmm.
going to church more often. And when you go to a confession, or when you look from the outside, mm-hmm. like I saw you, I saw where you started,
mm-hmm.
and I saw when was that point where you decided.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more natural for you to just grow into that step without even realizing it.
That's true.
But coming to Liturgy every single time there is a church,
mm-hmm.
Even when we were just dating,
mm-hmm.
that brought something that somehow formed your foundations that
yeah.
this is the basics. Where can I go from now?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I do think that, I mean, it's been such a cool thing to date somebody, you know, for while you were going through the seminary.
Mm-hmm.
That's and even before a seminary, that, you know, grew up in the church, and because we, maybe you don't know, but we dated for 5 years before we were married, simply because Miron had to be through the seminary. But
I couldn't get married while I was in seminary.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So it's Miron never forced me to do anything. You didn't ever say you must go to church. You have to go to church every time
yeah.
there's liturgy. But I realized really, wow, I know I'm going to marry this guy. I know that my life must be filled with Christ. Like, I have to live a Christian life and be able to actually give some kind of a testimony
mm-hmm.
for living this life. So why don't I just start living this life? And really, I think that, you know, we were discussing beforehand, we are nowhere near, maybe leaps and bounds, where we were 4 years ago. I mean, each in our own individual path. But
I think I moved like a quarter of an inch closer towards Christ over those 5 years. So I have a...
No, I mean, but really, like, if I compare myself, just because when you think, wow, have I actually done anything? Have I actually grown spiritually? Have I actually done this or that? And then you look back at yourself from 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what's that?
Like, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
But it's beautiful. And I think our path towards Christ, even though I grew up in the church, looking back, I regret many things. And I regret not starting my journey sooner.
Like that decision making.
Like that firm decision making that I will be this warrior for Christ who wants to just live out the faith as possible. I think our both journeys started together.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah. I think so too.
And I lost my thought. What are we talking about?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, we just came out of liturgy and I didn't have my nap yet. But Sarah wants to watch a movie later on and relax.
Excuse me. But
you were saying this natural progression of you don't see yourself any better, but if you look back 5 years, then you see, all right, I made certain steps. And when we were recording, before this recording, I said one thing that is interesting is that, and I used it in my homily too, which is for Maternity of St. Anna, that we as a Christians, when we decide to live this life and we start to dig deep, we will find those passionate roots that are intertwined within our heart, within our soil, which makes the soil not good for the seed of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, it's like every confession, every prayer, this we yank at this root and we pull it out and we see, oh, there's more to it.
Mm-hmm. And that weed.
Or that weed. And I think that's when we have to realize that we can't have this defeated being mm-hmm. feeling like, oh, I can't do this. You know, I've tried, I attended liturgy for a year and I see nothing. Well, it's, as a Christian, it's our whole life.
Right.
It's a constant fight, which we will never stop.
Mm-hmm.
We have many accounts of saints who had their greatest battles on their deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who, but the saint, he or she, forgive me, turned to the left, and the saint said, go away. He was talking to the devils that are trying to distract her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was a female saint, and then she turned to the right and she said, come to the angels. My gosh. Very last minutes of her life, she had this great battle.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine now with us.
Yeah, you know? And her whole life probably was full of struggle,
right?
To even get there, and mm-hmm. then she's still at those last minutes having serious
absolutely
battles.
And I think that a lot of people do things out of habit, or my grandpa or grandma did this. If I do the same thing, this will grant me salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you might correct me, but personally, I believe that that's not true. Maybe they didn't have the same education about gospel, about the saints. The church grew from that time immeasurably.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to learn it, yeah. not just learn by knowledge, by books. You know, I read 20 books about Holy Spirit. I'm perfect saint. No, well, we read those 20 books, put it in the
practice. Mm-hmm.
And start living it, and then you will find that that you are not this Christian as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe our my last thought for this podcast is, remember the prodigal son. He left his father. He ruined his life. He spent his money. He literally ate dirt. And his father said, "Well, my son is dead." But then when the son returned, it was a huge celebration.
He had been brought back to life.
He was brought back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the image of confession.
Yeah, because he was able to repent and admit his sins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one more thing. I was telling Sarah that for me, or the image of this Christian life is like this old school train that still had water in. And before the water, or before the train could start rolling and get up to speed, you would have to put some heat in it first, you know. So you have to bring the water to boil, and you have so much, hundreds of gallons of water. So it takes time.
Mm-hmm. To get it moving.
It takes time just to warm up. It takes time to get it moving and up to speed. And so we have to think about our Christian beginning or Christian life every single time, every single day like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have this zeal for Christ every single day and not expect
perfection.
Perfection right away.
Yeah.
The perfection might come a minute before we die.
Mm-hmm.
And we will know it. I believe that we do. We will know that either we are going to hell or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good, really good image. It's kind of cool to see, like, you do have to take those really slow steps to try to get going
right.
A little bit more and a little bit more.
And just build on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And if the fire goes out, run to confession.
Yeah.
Relit that fire. The goals that touches you, so
mm-hmm.
it can go.
Yeah, and hear your advice from your spiritual father.
Yeah,
it's
like a fuel.
I can't even describe the importance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's.
Well, we both have great spiritual fathers who
are patient and kind.
Are very patient.
And they love you.
Yes, and I think that sometimes if my father, spiritual father, had a stick, he would whack me over the FaceTime. I'm thankful that he doesn't, but his, you know, the words that he gives me, the encouragement that he gives is not to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You fail, get up, shake it off, and move over.
Mm-hmm.
And not move over, but move forward.
Yeah. And continue to have that zeal and passion and enthusiasm
mm-hmm.
for reaching and attaining.
Yeah. But what's so beautiful too is that we sometimes don't see what the roots of sins are.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah. They can be that outsider.
Yeah. And they tell us, well, you have to pull this weed out first before you can go to that big root.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It's Christian life is the most beautiful life. We just have to start living it
mm-hmm.
and be patient.
Yeah. It's not an easy life, but it's a good life.
No. I couldn't imagine my life without it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather struggle every single day than be without God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the emptiness.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I think that we got through one paragraph.
We are worse than my father that he does book study. Not really. It's sometimes we might skip over some things, maybe whatnot.
Sometimes we might go make it two paragraphs.
Yeah, but I think this was very important. We didn't even go through paragraph, we just went through one line.
Yeah,
you think
true.
About it, but
very true.
Really, foundations.
Yeah.
And it will be cool to see down in the chapters to see how this foundation that he gives us and how you and I are trying to implement within our hearts and our Christian lives, how he's going to reflect on the child's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are expecting, and that's why we started this book study for ourselves, so we learn from the saint how to raise our kid. Not according to world, but according to a saintly man who knows.
Who gives it good advice on raising
yeah.
little ones.
And I think this will give us time also to maybe work on different things that we might need to struggle before the baby comes.
Mm-hmm. And even during, I mean.
Of course.
There's no perfecting before that comes. But
no.
To be as ready as we can be. And
exactly.
Help our family to
mm-hmm.
be moved toward Christ is the biggest thing.
If we build the strong foundations, it will be a good home church.
Yeah.
Well, on this note, thank you for joining us. And I hope you will join us next Sunday. I think we will make this a reoccurrence every Sunday at 6 p.m. every new podcast, unless we get busy.
Unless something comes up.
Something church-wise comes up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Amen.